Here's this hour's news from the Arkansas Now newsroom. One person is dead after an early morning shooting in Jacksonville. According to officials, the shooting happened at a home at 5517 Jacksonville Conway Road at 5 a.m. The homeowner was taken into custody and a man was transported to the hospital with a gunshot wound who later died. And over in Conway, West Rock Coffee is undergoing an expansion, bringing hundreds of job opportunities. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders announced today that once the facility is done, those employed will make an average of at least $30 an hour.
This is huge news for Conway, huge news for our state, and huge news for Arkansas's place in the global economy.
The expanded facility is expected to create 600 new jobs in Central Arkansas over 5 years, with annual salaries of around $70,000. And the state is set to receive over $1 billion in funding aimed at increasing broadband accessibility in the state. The funding comes from the Infrastructure and Jobs Act. From the Arkansas Now newsroom, I'm Hannah Campbell.
Alzheimer's disease affects over 6 million Americans. While there is no cure, there are steps you can take to reduce your risk and improve brain health. Steps include regular exercise, eating a healthy diet, staying socially engaged, and challenging your brain with new activities. If you or a loved one are experiencing memory loss or other symptoms of Alzheimer's, seek medical attention right away. Join us in the fight against Alzheimer's. Learn more at healthyar.info/bold. A message from the Arkansas Department of Health.
When I deployed, I didn't realize that even the air I was breathing was dangerous. Since coming home, I've watched friends get sick and struggle to get the support they deserve. But now, that's finally changing. We're eligible for new VA health care and benefits based on when and where we served. Even though I feel okay, I'm going to apply. For my sake and for my family. Learn more and apply today. Visit va.gov/PACT.